Welcome to 9to5 Mac Watch Time, a podcast series exploring the world of Apple Watch and how it impacts people's lives. This week, my guest is Anastasia Falorunzo, co-host of the Non-Traditional Podcast. Welcome to the show, Anastasia.
Thank you for having me back. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I wanted to get your reaction on some news that we've seen out of Apple over the last couple of weeks, specifically about the Apple Watch. So I'll introduce this topic and we'll go over what it is and then we'll discuss it together.
Of course, let's do it.
Totally. So this past week, Apple introduced what it calls the Black Unity Collection of Apple Watch. They say is that it's designed to celebrate and acknowledge Black history and Black culture. And I'll read a quote here from their description. Because what it is, it's an Apple Watch design, it's an Apple Watch band, and an Apple Watch face. And there's even going to be a fitness challenge that we'll get to in a moment. But this is what Apple says. They say the Black Unity Collection pays homage to the rich tradition and craft of quilting in the Black community and celebrates the colors of the Pan-African flag, red for blood that unites people of the African diaspora and was shed for their liberation, black for the people whose existence is affirmed by the flag, and green for the vibrant natural wealth of Africa, the motherland. The Black Unity Sport Band is made from individual pieces of colored fluoroelastomer, which are assembled by hand and compression molded into one. The Unity Watch face displays an ever-changing pattern that dynamically shifts as Apple Watch moves, creating a unique face for everyone. So that's their description of this new collection. And more on this is that they are donating through this. They say as part of this effort, Apple supporting six global organizations to help advance their missions in promoting and achieving equality and civil rights in the U.S. and around the world. And those six groups are Black Lives Matter Support Fund via the Tides Foundation, European Network Against Racism, International Institute on Race, Equality, and Human Rights, Leadership Conference Education Fund, the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund Incorporated, and Souls Grown Deep. So I read over this as the news was you know, made last week, and now I'm looking more into it as we're discussing this. So I'm kind of resurfacing what I just kind of skimmed over last week. So this is interesting to me. And then have you seen the watch face on its own?
Oh yeah. I totally have seen the watch face on its own. So I remember when I first saw this, I thought, oh wow, because the first thing I thought of was like they're building on sort of the Pride Watch band and watch faces, which I think, first of all, is awesome. So I think this is part of their kind of the announcement they made last summer where they said they pledged, you know, millions of dollars to racial equality and things like that. And it's really interesting because I remember back in the summer, everyone kind of made the announcement. And I think there was some group of people who were sort of like, well, then what? What happened? You know, what are the initial, like, what's happening? And beginning of this year, they just announced a whole bunch of things. Like, I love the educational center that they're going to build in Detroit, because I think personally, everything stems from education and sort of making that accessible to everyone. But then this is sort of a way, kind of like the Pride Watch, where you can wear those colors and show your pride. For the month of February, which is, you know, Black History Month, they have this watch band and you can purchase it and you can buy it. And I love, because again, you know, it's Apple.
Yeah. you know? Yeah.
Because when I saw it, I was like, oh no, you have to buy the watch. Like, that's like another $399. But you can actually buy the band separately. You can have the watch face. So it's kind of like, I love the way they've divvied it up. You could buy the whole watch. You can just get the band. You can just get the watch face. So you can find your own way of expressing your pride and showing how much you want to. But I think it's great. And I think mostly it opens up room for so many more. I mean, there's so much you can celebrate. And it would be great if in the future, Apple could like open it up to a lot more, you know, cultures and events and celebrations. I'm pretty sure people would be stoked for that.
Like, yeah, I love that. And the parallel to the Pride Band and the Pride Face is like, literally with the Pride Band, this past year was the first time they did multiple colors of that fluoroelastomer material, like melted together. And that's kind of the approach that, I mean, it's exactly the approach I take with this new band style.
So it's really cool. Everything kind of, it, you know, it's almost like every one you get will be unique because none of them are going to match exactly, which is nice. It's a nice touch.
Yep. And this is a really cool way to leverage the Apple Watch as an expression of self too, because it's, you know, it doesn't have to be your only watch face, and you can, you know, I've used the Pride watch face as like, you know, just really feel like it's expressive in the moment, or, you know, for a few years. So it doesn't have to be every single day. And to have this like in the rotation is really neat. And also just purely from like a design standpoint of having a new watch face, this looks way different than any watch face they've made before this. So you can be interested in just the appeal of the watch face or the band design. And then to learn more about the meaning behind it and the history behind it, it's a really cool gateway for that.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, again, I love the way they divided it. So, you know, if you already have a watch and you don't want to go spend more money to go buy another watch or even buy another watch band, the watch faces are also there for you to express yourself as well. And I love the way you said that it's turning the Apple Watch into a way to express your identity or your fashion sense, because remember in the beginning where the watch was such a fashion thing, and then there was this pivot to like, oh, it's a fitness thing. And I think they found that happy medium where, yes, it's a very big health and fitness device, but it also can reflect whatever style you have as well, you know, or cultural beliefs or identity.
Totally. For me, it's like the watch, I'll wear for like the utility, the practicality of it. And then also like, I think it looks nice. And then I'll go through phases where I don't touch the fitness stuff. And I'm like, you know, go over there, fitness stuff. I don't care about you right now, but it's always there ready for you. And that if it was just a fitness tracker, you know, it would have been in a drawer a long time ago. But because it's also the watch that you get so much utility out of, and you appreciate the aesthetics of it, then when you're ready for the fitness stuff, you're already wearing it. So it's just tap into what you're already wearing. Yeah.
Exactly. It's right there and you don't have to like switch watches and, you know, and I do know, like, you know, there are some advanced runners and athletes and things that, you know, want a little bit more focus in terms of their health measurements, but it is nice where it's something I'm just wearing because I love the look of it.
Yeah.
But then the moment I want to, you know, do a couch to 5K, it's right there for me to also do that. So
yeah,
it's great. I love the way they're going.
And I love the idea of this new collection. If there's any criticism, I wish it was bolder and that you can identify the watch and be like, oh, that's the Black Unity collection. Because what's unique about the actual watch when you buy a new one is that it'll have like an engraving in the back of it that identifies it. And the band itself has Solidarity, Truth and Power engraved on the buckle of it, which is really neat on the inside. But I think it would be cool if they took like a whole new color in that how they have product red and they associated it with like that color is this, you know, collection.
Yeah.
But even so, like even just having, you know, the engraving in the back of it or the band with the words on the inside, I can just imagine someone putting it on and just feeling empowered and like, this is an emphasis of who I am, you know, as you wear it and you feel like a superhero with it.
Right. And, you know, it's nice that they're doing this because people love to see themselves in their things and, you know, be it your furniture, your clothing, your whatever it is. So having this be a part of it too, piece of technology that you also wear as a fashion statement, you also wear as a fitness tracker, also reflects who you are. Like that's just a plus, plus, plus. And I'm really happy they're diving deep into this and they're really going for it. And it's great because I, you know, again, like I said, I hope this is only the beginning, you know, and there are going to be a lot more cultures and events and, you know, holidays that they can celebrate as well with Apple Watch.
Yeah. I really want like a space theme, like NASA theme.
Oh, like I knew you'd
say that. Yeah. That's me now. So to wrap up in this collection, the Apple Watch Series 6 Black Unity model and then the Black Unity Sport Band. They're in stores February 1st. So, next week. That's right. And like you mentioned, you know, $399 for the watch starting point and then $49 for the band. And, I totally plan to get the band just because it looks neat, you know, and yep. the meshes behind it, but like it's a cool product. So
that was the first thing I thought because first all I saw was the watch and I was like, I'm not buying a whole new watch. Sure. But then I saw the band was separate. I was like, instant purchase.
Yeah. And case wise, like it's a aluminum space gray watch basically is what it is. I think you like different colors than that, different materials, right?
Yeah. I'm rocking the stainless steel gold. So, you know,
nice. Cool.
That's the look I'm going for.
Yep. And then one more thing here, as part of this, they're doing, Apple's doing a special Unity activity challenge, and that's through the whole month of February. If you close your Move Ring for 7 days in a row, you unlock the Unity Activity Challenge achievement, so you get the virtual medal. And I like this because we see a lot of the repeat activities each year. Mm-hmm. Great. This one is a first of its kind. So very cool to see.
And hopefully they'll keep it for years to come and it'll be a repeat next year.
9 to 5 Mac Watch Time is sponsored this week by Pillow. Getting a good night's sleep is underrated, but with a little help, it can be life-changing. Pillow is an all-in-one sleep tracking solution to help you be more aware of your sleep patterns and discover what might be affecting your sleep quality. If you have an Apple Watch, tracking your sleep is as easy as wearing your Apple Watch during sleep. Pillow will track and analyze your sleep automatically. One of Pillow's most loved features is the ability to get a detailed heart rate diagram of every sleep session. And you can even compare your sleep quality with your weight, steps, caffeine consumption, and many more health metrics to discover how they might be affecting your sleep. Pillow can optionally record sounds you make during sleep, from sleep talking to sleep apnea or snoring, or other unexpected noises that might be affecting your sleep. A lot of users have been surprised by these results. Pillow is also very privacy-minded. All of your sleep and audio data is encrypted and stored on your device and your iCloud storage account using end-to-end encryption. Pillow does not have user accounts, so you can use it anonymously and it doesn't collect or send your personal data anywhere else. Naps boost your focus, creativity, and overall well-being. If you're working from home, you can also take naps using Pillow's power nap mode. If you need an alarm, Pillow can wake you up using your iPhone, Apple Watch, or iPad. And Pillow uses a feature called extended runtime that minimizes battery consumption on the Apple Watch. Pillow is available on the App Store for iPhone, Apple Watch, and iPad. Discover all of Pillow's features at neybox.com/pillow. That's neybox.com/pillow. Sleep well and stay safe. My thanks to Pillow for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time. Finally, on this topic, in Apple says, an acknowledgement and celebration of Black History Month, the first Time to Walk episode in February will feature author Ibram X. Kendi reflecting on racial justice and resiliency. So that ties into our next topic, which is Time to Walk, this new feature within Apple Fitness Plus, which is Apple's subscription exercise service. The way Time to Walk works is it's only on the Apple Watch. You pair Bluetooth headphones like AirPods or whatever with your watch, and you have an artist or person of inspiration of some background tell a story for about half an hour, include some musical references, include imagery. And as you walk, you'll get a tap on the wrist like you get when you hit a 1 mile or some marker like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it prompts you to look at your watch and they'll show you like what they're talking about. A photo on the watch, which is really neat.
Oh,
yeah. It's just,
I did not know that part of it. Yeah, oh, that's really neat.
Isn't that clever? And the actual experience is like really cool. So they're doing these Time to Walk, releases, I think 4 a week, every week through April. So we'll end up with maybe a couple dozen of these in total. And they're, I think the first round was like, there's 4 artists, they're 25 minutes to 35 minutes a piece. So, you know, if you take 4 of those a week and then you get 4 more the next week, you can go through them. And, I did one with the artist Dolly Parton.
How was it?
It was charming. You know, I did it to test the workout and she was the one person who I recognized to begin with.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll do that. I want to see what it's like. And it was really charming, you know?
So it's interesting because, okay, I run a lot.
Yes.
And
me too.
I know people who run to podcasts.
I don't know how they do it.
First, I don't know. If you run to podcasts, could you please write to Zach and I and let us know how you do it?
Yeah.
I have no idea how people run to podcasts because I need a little bit. I need a push.
Something a little bit more high tempo.
I know. So the first time I saw this and I heard about it, I thought, okay, that's cool. If I want to go on a walk and just something to listen to, because I can walk to a podcast. I love walking to podcasts. So I thought this would be great. But at the same time, I heard there is a music element to it. Mm-hmm. So what's the music like? Like, what was Dolly's? Is it fast tempo? Is it the whole time intercut? How does it work?
The walk, the whole thing was like 25 minutes. And there were three songs in there, probably 2 minutes a piece, you know, 2 or 3 minutes a piece. So wasn't a big, especially her songs are really short. So I would say there were like 15 minutes gone by of storytelling. And then there was the first song introduced. And then the song played, and then there was some more commentary and storytelling. And then the second song. And in my experience, where I was walking was I had room to walk back. And so I was curious, like, well, if you can play some more music after this thing's over and without breaking up the workout. And you could. So then I just went to the music app and played music from there. But it's definitely like the pace. Like when I hear people say that they run to a podcast, I cannot do that because it's just way too low tempo. I need loud, fast music to drive me. If I hear my own breathing, I'm like, oh, this is intense in a bad way. So this was just totally cool for a walk. There was like ambient sounds, birds chirping, and, you know, it kind of just blends in with nature. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say this might only be the beginning.
Sure.
So when I run, I subscribe to like a fitness app program that has like different workouts, and one of them is spinning, cycling. And when I want to run, I run to that. And it's a lot of fast-paced movement. The coach is talking and motivating you and speaking, and it's supposed to be for a bike, but I can run to that. So thinking that about this, so thinking about this, I was like, well, this is nice right now, you know, it's a walking, but what if they amped it up a little bit and did the exact same thing but for running?
I've only heard the Dolly Parton one so far. The other three that are out in the first week, Draymond Green has one, and I'm not sure what his music is, but I imagine with an NBA focus it's got to be more high tempo and active. Shawn Mendes, which is his own music, and so more pop focus, so I'm sure that that's more high tempo than what Dolly Parton's was. And then Uzo Abuda, and these are, and she's from Orange Is the New Black, which is so cool.
She's from Orange Is the New Black. Which, fun fact, I worked on that. I know that. Uzo.
There you go. So
it's really cool. I can't wait to listen to hers.
So I might have picked the slowest, like low tempo one there was, and maybe these other ones are really good for running.
Well, I don't know. The Sam Mendes one's probably super slow as well.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm super excited about these because, like the first one, I tried to, you know, I did just to test the feature out. The feature, it'll probably need to be someone who interests me for me to go for this specific kind of a walk workout. Yeah. Otherwise, I just like to listen to podcasters or run to music. But so I'm super curious of who the like four artists a week are each time. But it's kind of fun. Yeah. And then I you know, they do it through April, and then we'll see what happens in the future.
We'll see what happens. I also like the fact that they're not all musicians. Like they're all from different, you know, one's an actor, one's an athlete, musician. So it could be really interesting to see who they reach out to and who the new, you know, what if they did like a director or an artist? Like, it would be interesting to see, you know, the different faces that they bring into this. I like it again for a nice walking, chill, vibes kind of thing. It's really great. But I would love to see something more up tempo that I like run to and like do that. Have you been using Fitness Plus?
So I used Fitness Plus from the week it was released to like get the experience down. There's treadmill, which can be running, but it's indoor running.
Yeah.
Wonderful, but it's not my preference to run on a treadmill.
Yeah. Same.
I also like to do the elliptical, and there's nothing for the elliptical, which I guess you could do treadmill and just wing it, you know, but it's just not the same.
Yeah.
At that point, listen to music.
It isn't the same, especially when they're like you know, you're seeing your stats and
video,
it wouldn't be the same.
It would just mess it all up. So
yeah.
The other thing I tried was, it's basically stretching, you know, doing different motions like mm-hmm. that. Which I found to get my heart rate up and increase my flexibility and the time I was doing it. That's what's more interesting to me, I think, because there's no element for just doing an outdoor run, you know, take the Apple mm-hmm. Watch, do a Fitness Plus exclusive outdoor run with their music and their coaching. And that's gotta be mm-hmm. something that comes in the future.
Oh, definitely.
Even Peloton has that on the phone, not on the watch, on the phone. So it's gotta be coming. But for now, Fitness Plus I found to be, really great at getting me to do new things that I don't already do and not right. great at complementing what I do now. So it's exactly. in a funny place. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, again, it's so new and I'm sure they'll build on it and stuff. The stuff I've seen so far has been great. I really love the, because this is what I find a lot when, you know, I ask new friends who don't usually work out. I'm like, hey, let's do this workout. I love the fact that they have three people that are doing it at three different levels.
Yep.
I just can't believe that that's the first time that's happened.
Yeah.
Because it's so useful to be like, oh, that's my person.
Yep. Yep. back right up. Slow.
That's my guy.
Yep. Exactly. So what the holdup is for me is I need to do this. I need to get just dumbbells for my apartment and then a mat because I can go two floors up to the gym and do this, but then I'm still mm-hmm. in the public environment. If I close my curtain, right. close my curtains and just turn on the Apple TV and do it in the privacy, make a routine. Think that would be good. And it's
get
not
the dumbbells.
Exactly. And it's not going to replace like a running routine because it's a totally different type of exercise. And
right.
that way it's all additive, you know, it's not to replace something. It's to kind of just do something additional. So it'd be cool.
Yeah, totally.
I just got to do it. Yep. So I'm excited about this. I liked the first one. I can say I would not have gone out for a walk for that amount of time without the feature.
Right.
It's just, I know myself that what I'll probably do next time is just listen to a podcast or music or something. If I'm going to walk or if it's a run, music and on its own.
Right. You know, I kind of get it where I love the variety. They definitely mm-hmm. made a very large variety. So there's always something for someone to do. But it's also, they're only for a month.
For a week, so I believe
for a week.
So at least yeah.
Okay.
So every Monday we'll see the next four through April. So
okay.
Yeah.
So at least So then there is enough for you to go on a walk like almost every day and get something new kind of vibes. I don't know. It's a great idea for people who walk and stuff, but I definitely would like to see more in that vein. Mm-hmm. I guess also similar to, I know Nike has a feature that is a coached run feature that it doesn't really have music though. So that combination of like coaching and music would just be.
Yeah, exactly. And with the Nike stuff, I've used that. Like you bring your own, they've got like guided runs where it's someone talking the whole mm-hmm. time. And then they've even got something that I was like, why doesn't Apple just do this on their own where, you bring your own music, whether it's Apple Music or just sync music, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you play it as you run. And then when you hit certain milestones, you know, half a mile, whatever, the halfway point of what your run is, there's audio feedback, not just like a tone, but like a voice, you know, someone telling you halfway there or whatever, you know,
halfway there. Yeah.
I hope that stuff comes into be a Fitness Plus feature because right now I'm paying for Fitness Plus through the Apple One bundle. Because I'm also, mm-hmm. you know, because I want to pay for these other services.
For all the others. Yeah.
If it was on its own right now, I would have tried it and then been like, I hope it gets better, you know, gets not better because it's really good, but just more, you know, fuller in the future.
Exactly. And again, the thing with Apple Plus, I feel like it's mostly for people who maybe didn't already have a fitness routine of their own.
Definitely.
Because like you said, you already run. Like that is your thing. Mm-hmm. So anything you do with Apple Fitness Plus would be extra if they had stuff to aid with your running. Mm-hmm. That would help, but they don't at the moment. And I'm the same way where it's like, I already have my own fitness routine that I do religiously that injecting Fitness Plus would just be, you know, it wouldn't flow right into my, you know, into my schedule. So if they brought something that augmented what I already do or adds to it or makes it better, then I would definitely, you know, look at it more, but like, just like you, it's like, I tried a couple of things and I was like, oh, that's nice. Like, that's great. But it didn't replace what I already did.
Yeah. You know? Maybe eventually it'll come, like in a few months, I'll come back and be like, it's now 6 a.m. every morning in front of my TV. but right now it's aspirational. So, it's the stuff I already do that I hope that they eventually bring something to work with what I already do. So, because I've done Peloton digital with the iPhone, where even then there's room for improvement, where, you're running for a certain distance and for everybody, it's going to be a different amount of time that takes. So it's tricky. Totally. And the watch could be much more intelligent about it because it knows how far you've gone versus a Peloton recorded class,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. It could all be tied in, which Apple is so good at that, mm-hmm. They might as well take it on.
Yep. So I can't wait to see who the four artists are every week. We know at least one on Monday will be an author. So that gives us an idea of the different backgrounds we've seen so far. Yep. Anyone with a creative background, with some recognizability. So it's exciting. Well, Anastasia, anything else you want to mention before we head off?
Not really. Like, those are the big things that I feel like.
What's the status of your podcast right now?
There is my podcast. Uh-huh. We're on a little break right now. So we are on a break in between season 2 and 3 while we kind of recover, regroup, and hoping to launch season 3 of the non-traditional podcast in April, which will be super exciting.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's kind of what we're doing now, and not much else going on in our coronavirus world.
Yeah, we're still there. We might see the end coming soon, eventually, one day. We're definitely further along than last time.
I just realized, and it made me a little sad, I'm going to have my second quarantine birthday, which is just devastating.
But it is.
It's fine. It's okay.
I have a big Zoom party.
I know. Like another big Zoom party.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about it is that we're all in this together. We're all experiencing the same thing at the
same
time.
We're all in this together. Yep. 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 It's like a community thing.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for coming back on the podcast. I really appreciate that.
Oh my God. Awesome. I cannot wait to be back again to talk more Apple Watch stuff. You know what? I think I can say this. The Apple Watch is my favorite device.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Such a utility.
Yeah. The watch is not my favorite when I'm being lazy and I'm like, I just want to veg out and not do anything. But when I get in a healthier routine, then the watch is like essential to keep me in that mindset and that routine. And that's where I'm back in it again.
Yay.
Yep. Yep. Cool. All right. Thanks so much for hanging out on this Friday evening, and I will catch up with you again in the future. All right. That's a wrap for this week's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time. I do have one correction to make regarding Apple Fitness Plus and Time to Walk. It's one new entry per week, not four. Sorry about that. And also a programming note. Starting this week, 9 to 5 Mac Watch Time will be a weekly podcast with new episodes released every Wednesday. And I'm shifting from guest interviews to having a new co-host. Listeners will be familiar with repeat guest Rahul Mata, a runner and developer behind the awesome run tracking app Tempo. Starting next week, Rahul and I will check in weekly for 6 episodes to talk Apple Watch news, Tempo development, and more. So stay subscribed and stay tuned. Thank you for listening and have a fantastic week.